about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the AMA has voted to end a ban on gay men donating blood. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a three-year-old boy has been able to hear for the first time. What phenomenal developments do we have in medicine that's allowing this to happen? Plus, you know, we store our vegetables in our fridge. We think we're doing it right, but apparently we are doing it wrong, because they will lose their vegetables and their oomph and their mojo if we don't do it right. So we're going to talk about that. All right. And then I want to talk about this case. I love talking about lawsuits as they come up and who's being sued for what. I don't find any joy in people getting sued. But if I bring it up to you guys, if you have a certain facility that could possibly be vulnerable to a lawsuit like this, you could hopefully protect yourself, i.e. sperm in a sauna. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a New Yorker slipped in the sauna of his local gym and is suing the gym for injuries that he claims were caused by a foreign white substance. How does he know what country it could have been from? Anyway, Mark Moskowitz, 66 years old, claims that he fractured a shoulder at Bally's Total Fitness on East 55th Street because of quote-unquote bodily fluids caused by the cruising and lewd behavior that is commonplace at the steam room, sauna, and locker rooms. According to the New York Daily News, the lawsuit defines cruising as the act of searching for homosexual partners in public places. Wouldn't cruising also be attributed to heterosexual as well? I don't know. All right. Anyway, they say as a result of the aforementioned, I mean, we used to cruise the strip when I lived in Vegas off and on since the 80s. And so when you were in high school, before the curfew kicked in, you'd cruise the strip. So you'd basically be in your friend's car, and you'd be driving along the strip in traffic, right, checking out guys. And guys would do the same thing. And because you were stuck in traffic, you know, your lane goes a little bit. Then you have to stop because of a car in front of you. Next guy, next, you know, lane. So you could sit there and have probably an hour-long conversation with some cute guys, quote-unquote cruising the strip. But I guess cruising nowadays means something different. All right. Anyway, according to him, he said as a result of the aforementioned activities, there was bodily fluids and other evidence of sexual activity wherever it occurred throughout the gym. He also alleges that the staff members at Bally's endorses the behavior. They say, apparently, rather than cleaning up after these activities, employees left a hose and liquid soap for self-cleanup. According to him, they said they used to have somebody at the gym who monitored this kind of activity and stopped it from happening. Wow. I would not want that job. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Can you please stop? Stop what? Whatever it is you're doing there. Yeah, what am I doing? I don't think I could have that. I mean, I could talk straight, but not if I jump in on a couple people doing the act. Could not handle that. Mr. Moskowitz alleges that this clean-up after yourself ethos is prevalent at Bally's across the country. Now, the gym's manager, Carell Buckhead, insisted the steam room is cleaned regularly and that he knew nothing about guys getting together in there. I don't know how you manage a gym, right, like that and have to worry. I mean, I would think if I was running the gym, okay, I would be very concerned about what was going on with, people who were older on the gym equipment having heart attacks. I mean, I would probably be running around with an AED. So if anybody needed to be defibbed or shocked, I would be ready. So if I was managing that place, I'd be running around doing that. Okay. And then I would also be making sure that everything is being cleaned. I would not think to have to go into the sauna and make sure nobody is whatever. But, all right, for any of you who are a business owner, okay, it isn't just gyms. If this lawsuit goes into play, all right, and you have a bathroom facility, I don't know if any of you guys have bathroom facilities in your places of work. We do. We have to have a bathroom. Right? But if for some reason somebody decides to do something in the bathroom in your facility and somebody else, it's not funny, and somebody else walks in and slips like a banana on that said excretion, you could be in trouble. Now, those excretions don't have to just be sperm. It could be poop, it could be pee, etc. Now, I have my staff at least 3 times a day check in on the bathroom to make sure it's clean, etc. But I don't even have to ask them because usually, because of the urine samples that we get from patients, we're always checking to make sure there's no urine samples left in the room anyway. So we're checking our bathroom a heck of a lot more times. But I require at least 3 times. All right. And maybe after this, more. Just I really don't know who would be actually spending that kind of time in there. I don't ask for sperm samples in my office. I don't need to. If we need a sperm test being done, I will usually, I don't need sperm. I just send them to the lab. I don't have any magazines. See, the problem is if I had magazines for people to, you know, need to do their, semen analysis, sperm analysis test, those magazines wouldn't last for long. People would take them home. And I can't sit here and have Playboy, right, or Playgirl come to the office. People are going to think that's weird. I don't know what those rooms are like, but I know on TV they look kind of interesting. You got the videos, you got the magazines. I don't know how you guys do it. How do you go into one of these places and open up a magazine that could have possibly been used for acquiring a sample for sperm analysis? I don't know how you clean or sterilize a magazine. I guess you'd have to probably have it laminated each page. Not sure how that would work. All right, so, yeah, liability insurance should handle that. It may be a lawsuit. Who knows? All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about gay men donating blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently on XM Satellite Channel 244. Affiliates throughout the country, including Las Vegas, KDWN, and Talk Superstation. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the AMA wants to end the ban on gay men donating blood. They have voted in support for ending the U.S. FDA's administration's ban on gay men donating blood. Right now, less than 38% of the population is eligible to give blood, according to Medical Daily. In order to meet the high demand for blood in the U.S., according to Fox News, the FDA has begun to consider revising policies that ban gay and bisexual people from donating. From what I understand, Canada already has changed their rules and are allowing gay men and bisexual to donate blood. Now, the ban on gay men donating blood dates back to 1983. It was enacted by the FDA in an attempt to protect the nation's blood supply from HIV contamination. At the time, there were no reliable tests for detecting HIV in the blood. Remember, it wasn't until later 80s that we started to really be able to capitalize on the Western blot confirmation of the ELISA HIV testing. So back in 83, people were still freaked out. And many people who had HIV, that were not drug abusers or not engaging in homosexual acts with people affected, were getting HIV through blood transfusion. People were scared. FDA immediately put a ban. Now, but since the ban was enacted 30 years ago now, we're talking, 30 years ago, we have been our advancements in detecting HIV virus in the blood, being able to count, detect, do viral loads, etc., has allowed us to identify HIV in the blood a lot sooner. Not to mention, we're screening everybody anyway. All right? I mean, if you say, no, I'm not gay, here's my blood, they're still going to check the blood. So they're already screening the blood. No wonder, people are saying, look, if we need blood, we're screening it anyway. Why exclude gay and bisexual? Now, they say the lifetime ban on blood donation for men who have sex with men is discriminatory, according to Dr. William Cobbler, an AMA board member. In a statement, he said this is not based on science. So in its recommendation, the AMA suggested that the FDA create a new policy allowing gay men to instead be evaluated for HIV risk on an individual basis. The FDA regulates all blood donations in the U.S., and all blood banks, according to Fox News and hospitals, are required to follow their guidelines, according also to Medical Daily. So, my impression is when you go to donate blood, okay, I mean, I'm a hospital worker, and I'm a doctor. You bet your butt they're checking the blood for HIV and for hepatitis. I'm not gay. I'm married. I don't do drugs, but they're going to still screen the blood. So if they're screening the blood anyway, what is the concern about high-risk individuals? Now, the reason why they're still going to look at people at an individual at-risk basis is because there is concern that will the HIV be picked up readily first time out. Now, from what I understand, the testing they do at the blood bank is one of the most top-notch. But as a patient who is getting blood drawn, we always tell you if you're HIV negative, you need to be rescreened 6 months later, okay? Because that sample of the blood that you have could possibly be negative for it, but you still have it in your body. There's a little bit of a difference between the pint that was taken out that could be tested and screened multiple times versus a human body giving a sample and the HIV still circulating in the body, which is why 6 months later we tell you, please get rechecked in case the sample we got was falsely negative. All right. Now, I don't know about false negative rates or false positive rates in blood banking. My guess is it's extremely low, if any at all. But what I do know is we always have to treat all patients the same and use the same amount of suspicion. So we're already screening. What has always confused me about the AMA banning gay men donating blood is there are many men who are gay or don't realize they're gay, etc., who have experimented and don't call themselves gay because they experimented. I mean, for example, that gentleman that died cheating on his wife, and the wife sued the cardiologist because he was in a menage a trois. He was in a menage a trois with another male and another female, yet he was married. Would he call himself gay on the questionnaire when he goes to donate blood? Probably not. He's a married man, and the menage a trois was something he did on the side. And from what we understand with the menage a trois, he was interested in both, all parties involved, both the male and the female. So if somebody comes in and goes, no, I don't have HIV, that means nothing to us in the medical field, because we'll screen everybody anyway. So when it comes to blood. So, no, I don't think there needs to be a ban. Now, if you have somebody that is an IV drug user that admits to that, okay, their blood should be screened multiple times, whether the government wants to choose to lump them in with people with medical conditions, let's say. There are certain medical conditions where you can't donate blood. You know, like if you're anemic, if you have HIV, if you have hepatitis, etc. Somebody who is a current IV drug user may not pass, but have previous IV drug users donated and given blood? Yes. Have they admitted that they were previous drug users? Not all of them. So as you can see, if we already have gay men IV drug users already coming in and donating blood, whether they tell people or not, then we should, as a blood bank, assume everybody is at risk anyway. And, I mean, think about the heterosexual wife that sued the doctor when her husband dropped dead in the menage a trois. All right? He could have had HIV and given it to her. So she decides to go and donate blood, and she's never had a blood test for HIV. This is why the blood bank screens all blood. They have to. Period. Okay? Now, when it comes to organ donations are also supposed to be screened. The problem that we've had with a couple organ donations getting through that have had hepatitis or HIV that we've seen in the past is if the one sample they test doesn't have it, how do we know the whole sample does? And even though all organs are supposed to be tested, you can't chop up the piece like an autopsy. All right, because the organ still has to be in functional anatomical position. So I don't know if there's going to be certain bans still in place on transplants, including, transplanted organs from HIV patients, etc. But what I do know is our blood supply is an extremely short supply. And less than 38% of our population is now eligible to give blood. I do urge you to all look at self blood donations and storing blood. It's expensive from what I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But certain blood donations that you could give, autologous we call them, where it's your own blood that can be stored. So if you need blood. Now, there are some patients have concern, but wait a second. If your stored blood has been stored for X amount of time versus blood that's fresh, all right, which is better to use? I don't know if there's been studies on that yet. If so, I'd like to know about them because that would be very interesting. Is it worth your guys putting the money to store your blood in a blood bank? So if, God forbid, you need anything, you have the blood, all right? But then on the other hand, let's say you're on vacation, and you, God forbid, are in an accident and you need blood, you're probably not going to get the blood that you stored, which is why I don't think that has become as popular as you would think it would be. Because if you're in a location where you need blood, like look at James Gandolfini. I mean, he died in Rome on vacation, all right? I doubt they gave him blood. My guess is he was probably, they said they tried to resuscitate him for about 40 minutes. My guess is by the time the son found him in the bathroom because he wouldn't respond, he had already died. My guess is it was a massive heart attack. Things happen when you're on vacation. We talked about that in the previous hour, how sometimes stress, being on vacation, some witnesses are saying he was drinking and doing shots the night he died. The autopsy revealed that James Gandolfini had a heart attack. Nothing else revealed, no alcohol, drugs, nothing like that they've talked about. It may still be too early, but sometimes the stress of just traveling is enough to put people into having a heart attack. If we take a look at the airplane, right? No peanuts. And even if they do serve food, you may be allergic to it if you do have a peanut allergy, right? Bathrooms are tiny. Tray tables banging into you. It's uncomfortable. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Bel Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So little three-year-old, this is such a cool story, little three-year-old Grayson Clamp, all right, is caught on video being able to hear for the first time. He was born without a cochlear nerve. Now, the cochlear nerve connects the brainstem to audio waves that you get from your eardrum. All right, the cochlear, you know, the sounds go through the ear, a phenomenal device being able to capture the sounds, goes, hits the eardrum, and then boom, transmits the sounds to the cochlear nerve up into the brain. And the parents had tried to fit him for a cochlear implant at a younger age. It just wouldn't work. He is the first child in the United States to have received what we call an auditory brainstem implant. Okay, now apparently Len and Nicole Clamp are his foster parents. They were his foster parents when he was a newborn. They adopted him as soon as they could, and they believe that God had called on them to care for this medically challenged boy, according to CNN. Now, the auditory brainstem implants we have used in people, from what I understand, it has only been recently approved for children. And I guess the UNC, North Carolina, yeah, hospitals in Chapel Hill had approved of an FDA administration for this in kids. They jumped on it. He has an external speech processor containing a microphone. The processor breaks up sounds into frequency components, sends information across his skin to an implanted device. The device then stimulates electrodes on the brain's cochlear nucleus, which he has. The electrodes are placed where the cochlear nerve would have been if he had one. He is sound aware, but he doesn't know exactly what he hears. So now we have to hope he learns certain sounds. Okay? So for some of you who say, well, wait a second, he may not be able to talk. Remember, to a lot of babies, they hear sounds and then they learn. Now, true, he's 3 years behind at this point, but for those of us that are able to learn a new language, we're able to pick up sounds and figure out the way people are talking, what they end up meaning. You know, to learn a language, it's not just all audio. You need to kind of see the word, you need to see it used, and the people's facial expressions when they use the word, and it, I think he'll be able to talk. I really do. Right now, the procedure has been done in Europe, but the FDA has approved the implant in the U.S. for only 10 children, five of whom were born without nerves, and five who had suffered such traumatic damage that the nerve doesn't work. So they're going to now see if this does work. And, I mean, to help kids born deaf, this is absolutely phenomenal. I love telling you guys about happy stories. I think happy stories are pretty cool stuff. Okay, now, not so happy, but hopefully it will have a better ending. Three people have been diagnosed with tuberculosis at a Northern Virginia high school. Health officials are trying to figure out if other people were affected, so they're going to be testing, they're testing people now. According to MyFoxDC.com, one person at Robert E. Lee High School in Springfield was diagnosed with tuberculosis back in December, but two more cases were found in June. So the school sent 1,900 letters to parents and faculty mid-June advising the diagnosis. An additional 430 letters were sent to parents of students whom Fairfax County health officials deemed to be in need of testing. So right now the letter has not gone into detail how these three people were affected or how these three people were connected to the school. But tuberculosis can spread in schools. Tuberculosis can spread in a variety of closed quarter areas, and it's a virus that is usually spread. Well, no, there's also that. I don't want to call tuberculosis a virus. I'd probably put it more bacterial. According to Fox News, I want to correct that. But it's usually spread from person to person by droplet transmission. So coughing, sneezing, etc. People are always concerned. They'll be on a flight next to somebody who coughs. They come in. They want me to test them for tuberculosis. So we do a TB test, which basically picks up if you have a little reaction to the antigen that we give subcutaneously underneath the skin. But the coughing, bloody cough. Weight loss, chills. I mean, it looks like a pneumonia patient. It could be even, when you see somebody that sick. I had a patient yesterday. She's been coughing for 8 months. I definitely want to do a tuberculosis test. She said she did one, though, and it was negative. I may want to consider getting some cultures on her of what she breathes out. There's blood tests, etc. But we don't mess around with tuberculosis. My guess is what they're going to do with these students is they're all going to go in to their respective doctors or go to the health department and get the TB test. Those that come up positive are going to then get a chest x-ray and then get further testing. And that's probably what would happen. Scary stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Obama phone has been out of the news for a while. All right, there are still Obama phones, and from what I understand, they're still being given out. But I guess Obama phone companies had to fire four employees after an undercover video sting had shown that they were giving Obama phones to people who were planning to sell drugs, sell them for handbags or new shoes. All right. They say the future of the FCC's Lifeline program is now uncertain. In two separate proposals, mobile phone companies have asked the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to drastically change the Lifeline program. Nexus Communications wants to prohibit companies from using tents and other temporary structures to make up these makeshift offices and distribute the phone. All right. These track phone wireless is a carrier that has claimed $440 million in Lifeline funds last year alone. They hope to end the practice of same-day phone handouts and require companies to verify applicants' eligibility before sending phones via U.S. mail. Yeah, when the conservatives were talking about these Obama phones being handed out, they weren't exaggerating. These phones are being handed out. One of the two companies stung by Tuesday's video sting told the FCC on Monday that TracFone's proposal was actually unnecessary. Well, that's kind of shocking. All right, so basically, for every phone a company hands out, it receives $10 from a fund that draws about 40 cents from the fees added, the monthly bill of each customer who pays for landline or mobile service. So we're all paying for this. The Lifeline program started actually back in 1984, but expanded in 2008 to distribute free cell phones, not just landlines, to low-income Americans. A Cleveland woman popularized the phrase Obama phone in a video made outside the 2012 Mitt Romney campaign event, urging people to support the president's reelection since his administration provided the free phones, all right? And it's been a source of huge contention because of where our dollars were going. Well, from what we understand, and I can't play the video for you, I apologize, but you see people tell the gentleman handy, the investigator, all right, getting the phone, saying, okay, I'm going to get some money for heroin. The Obama phone worker says, hey, I don't judge. An Obama phone worker says they get this phone, and then they go and get $40. And I guess in this video it's showing, how they're well aware that the person getting the phone is going to use it for something else or sell it. And that's a huge problem. A huge problem when the government is giving out handouts like Obama phones and it's being used for something illegal like heroin. No. All right. Something that I think, should be closed down. We have pay phones. They already have landline phone situations that are okay. I think cell phones is a luxury we just can't afford. We can't. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Storing vegetables. Apparently vegetables may have circadian rhythms like you and I do. Day and night. But when vegetables are kept in a fridge in a dark place, not getting light, it could lose some of its vitamins and health aspects. Don't go away. We'll quickly talk about this after the break. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. As 2014 comes up very, very quickly, even though many of us have already seen some of the after effects of Obamacare with health insurance rising, there's been some issues in terms of the transparency that was promised under Obamacare. All right. Like, for example, with Obamacare, if somebody's heart was in the right place with this one, okay, we have to acknowledge it. Insurance companies can't charge overabundance amounts of premiums without proving that the majority of it is going to health care. Okay, that's within Obamacare. Not that I see how that could really happen. under a capitalistic society, but it's in there. So people can't charge you $900 to $1,000 a month and keep $900 profit, so to speak. Okay? All right? It has to go to healthcare dollars, but it's healthcare dollars as a whole for the company. And immediately after Obamacare was passed, multiple insurance companies, one notably, I think it was like Blue Cross Blue Shield out of Los Angeles, had to prove that they, you know, first they needed a rate hike, and then they had to prove why they needed the rate hike, and industry leaders said, yeah, I guess they can. Look at what they're spending. So, you know, many of us have been concerned about how the prices of our insurance premiums are still not as transparent as we'd like. Now, one of you has been complaining about your deductible, where since Obamacare, your insurance has gone up and your deductible has tripled. Well, you know, they can still do that. Under Obamacare, insurance companies can still have huge deductibles. They can. For my family, the only insurance plan that we could really afford, and knock on wood, we're pretty healthy, but since both my husband and I are in our 40s, with no medical problems, we still have to pay more than somebody in their 20s. We have a $2,500 deductible for each person in our family. That means $10,000 have to be spent on our family before insurance kicks in. Individually, $2,500 per person has to be spent on your own until insurance kicks in. But that is by no means a better plan. So when we ask, where is our money going to? All right. Are there reports that we could get? There should be. Okay. I mean, there should be some transparency where we're able to see where our premiums are going. But if the insurance company said, look, our premiums are going to the other premium holders, I mean, I can believe it because I know what gets spent. I know what things cost. And even if insurance knocks down the price and only pays, let's say, $30 per chemo treatment, let's say, just or fertility treatment, I mean, knocks down the multiple $1,000 price to $30, et cetera, then paying that over and over and over again for millions of Americans, it still adds up. And there's not enough healthy people putting money into the system. So I'm not expecting to be able to, even if we do have the transparency, to see something that we could actually actively change, which means we're still kind of screwed. All right. Now, starting in October, marketplaces are supposed to be up and running. So consumers are supposed to be able to make certain decisions about which plan that they want. They're supposed to be able to look at the benefits, make a reasonable comparison, et cetera. So it sounds like, great, there's going to be $150 options out there. I don't think so. Because if a health insurance could already charge you only $150 a month, you'd already take it. Right? Okay? Some of you, through your employers, don't have to pay that much. Luckily, because of employer-sponsored health insurance, you only have to take $20 or $40 out of a paycheck, which still adds up, mind you. $80 a month still adds up. But I'm talking about the people that have to go out and buy insurance on their own because their job is going to take the tax instead and the fine instead. Don't think you're going to be able to find a $150 plan unless it has a $10,000 deductible, something like that. All right, pricing for procedures and services are supposed to be transparent. Okay, consumers are supposed to be able to make decisions on whether certain tests or procedures are to be done, which to me is crucial. All right, when your doctor orders blood work, you have no idea how many hundreds of dollars, if that, is going to be charged and how much you would have to pay out of pocket. The problem is nobody knows, and the prices keep changing. Okay, the prices I'm allowed to get that are transparent to me are the wholesale, not I don't want to say the wholesale prices, the full retail price of the test. Now, most insurance companies take that and knock it all the way down. Some of us before Obamacare would only have to pay a copay. So our $25 copay or our $10 copay covered all the hundreds of dollars worth of labs. It was nice. You didn't realize how nice you had it. Now, insurance companies may say, well, then we cover 20%. So then you're like 20% of the full retail price or 20% of the discounted price. Now, it should be 20% of the discounted price, but we don't know what the discounted price is. It always changes. So the transparency we're supposed to have, where we could see how much these labs cost and what it's going to cost you out of pocket, there's no data on that. And one of the reasons also why there's data is some people will get the vitamin D test, some of them won't. Some people will want the PSA, some won't. We don't have a cookbook-style lab test that are being run. You'll have some doctors that go, look, I want to check the liver every 3 months that while you're on cholesterol medication. Some will say, I only want the liver every 6 months. Some will run your glycohemoglobin every 3 months. Some will run it every 4 months. So you can't just say, here's a blood panel, run the whole thing, get a same. You can't do that. Now, would that save money? Maybe. But some people don't want their calcium checked all the time. Some people don't want their blood count checked all the time. So because every person's blood panel is going to be different, it's very difficult for you to be able to tell. Now, it can be done. We could have a computerized system where, let's say you pull up United Healthcare or Aetna or Blue Cross. You plug in the test you want to run. You find out what the insurance will pay. And then, boom, the person will know. But the reason why that isn't set up yet is because many insurance companies have been finding reasons to not pay. All right? You know, one of the reasons why doctors do double book and need to take on the volume is probably 2 out of every 5 claims that's best case scenario, don't get paid. So a doctor can't look at a schedule and figure out, okay, if I have this many patients, this is the money I'll make, so I don't have to overbook or double book. No, they can't do that. Because if an insurance company doesn't pay, you can't predict that. Same thing with blood work. How many of you have had blood work ordered and the insurance company denied the whole thing and so you got a multi-hundred-dollar bill? Or the insurance company decided to write off the whole thing and the lab was like, oh, hell no, that's not happening. You can't just write off the whole thing. And so then they turn around to fight it. You know, this is why you just don't know. Same thing, hospital charges. All right, according to Fox News, they're saying hospital charges are misleading. So how do you have the transparency when it comes to hospital charges? The CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, published the same thing. But I guess the reason why is you have a person that comes in for an appendicitis attack. Okay, they may want more pain medicine. They may have a post-op fever. They may have something else happen. And so, of course, the prices are going to fluctuate. You can't just say, okay, an appendectomy is just going to be this price. Because if so and something else happens, you'll then have to ask the patient, what if they end up going into a coma? Okay, hospitals need to sometimes charge as they go. So, you know, we'll see how things turn out. But I get you. Some of you that have been writing me about transparency issues, it's tough. All right, guys. This hour's up. Can't wait to talk to you again. Make sure to stay safe out there. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.